While progress has been made to achieve gender equality, more work is still needed to break the bias, the District of Parry Sound Social Services Administration Board says. DSSAB operates the local Violence Against Women Shelter, Esprit Place Family Resource Center, which provides domestic abuse support programs. Last year, the Esprit staff accounted for 1,267 hours of direct service to women through the shelter as well as providing counseling services. In 2021, Esprit's Outreach and Children's Voices program served 271 women and children. The shelter itself was used by 47 women and 18 children, while DSSAB was also able to help 83 women with its transitional and housing support program. Sharon Davis, DSSAB's manager of housing operations, says, "Violence against women is caused by gender inequality and leads to further inequality by impeding a woman's ability to participate in society and achieve her full potential. But by providing a safe haven, supportive counseling, housing, and stabilization, the DSSAB's Esprit Place Family Resource Center empowers women to make the transition from a life of crisis to one of stability where they can rebuild their lives after suffering trauma and abuse." Davis says women who face gender inequality are also often unable to leave an abusive relationship. "But, we can help advocate for gender equity by challenging gender stereotypes at home and within our social circles," Davis said. "In the workplace, we can advocate toward supportive and fair policies, actively encourage more women into the workforce and foster women in leadership roles." Over the years, the Parry Sound DSSAB has seen more women seek a career with the agency. Today, 95% of all positions at the DSSAB are filled by women, including its chief administrative officer, Tammy McKenzie. McKenzie says DSSAB is one of the largest employers in the Parry Sound District and adds she's proud to represent an organization which clearly values the contributions and aspirations of women and has a strong history of supporting women in leadership positions. "One of those women is Barb Marlowe, who stepped down from the DSSAB's board of directors last fall after 30 years of service. Barlowe, now in her early 90s, was a longtime counselor and former mayor of Ryerson Township. She retired from the town council last fall after moving away from the area. Up to the point of her departure, five women sat on the DSSAB board of directors." McKenzie says DSSAB remains committed to building a supportive workplace that encourages a culture of diversity and inclusion no matter your background, color of your skin or sexual orientation. She adds women, people with disabilities and Indigenous people are also part of this group. The DSSAB says on International Women's Day Tuesday, people should take the time to honor a woman who doesn't usually get recognition. It also asks the public to support women-owned local businesses and try to find ways to support transgender women. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the North Bay Nugget. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.